Grenolds didn't start out as a natural habitat. I mean, this used to be a rock quarry, and these lakes and this mangrove ecosystem have not always been here. But since they have, this place serves as a corridor for the American saltwater crocodile. I believe two species of fox inhabit the park, coyote, raccoon, many nesting birds. So there really haven't been shade studies, haven't been done in terms of what, you know, the lack of light in certain areas of the park would be, or the destruction or the disturbance of the mangrove ecosystem. Being we're in a city where there's 6 million people and there aren't many places, there aren't many refuges or safe havens left for wildlife, and due to the fact that Grenolds does serve that purpose, I think that for that reason in and of itself, it's a precious place, and we need to keep the Biscayne Bay estuary intact for our economy and for future generations, and I think that Grenolds is in some way a part of that.